Lovely. Thank you, Christine. Well, shalom, everyone. Nice to see you again. Thank you for your patience over the last 3 weeks or so, 4 weeks perhaps, while we were enjoying ourselves on holiday. So we feel refreshed, we feel renewed, and it came just at the right time for the family. So praise the Lord. So we've been looking at effectively from the first week of this year, we've been thinking about prayer, particularly about corporate prayer, praying together as a body. And we're continuing that theme tonight. The Lord is not letting us move away from it, and nor should we be running from it. So we are going to run and embrace it. And the end of the last time we met, a scripture was shared by Betty, which was Isaiah 51, verses 4 to 9. And just as that was read, the sense I was getting was that that was important, an important starting point for this next session. So in a few minutes, I'm just going to pass over to Betty, who will read the scripture for us. And then I've asked her just to share what the Lord is saying to her through it. And then we'll use that as the launch pad from which we will start to pray together. So before we do that, I just want to remind you of some of the principles that we've been looking at in terms of corporate prayer. Because that's what we're trying to practice. We're trying to practice as we pray together, we're trying to put these principles into practice. So I'll just remind you briefly of some of the principles that we have been looking at. Just before I do, I'm just going to let Linda in, so I don't need to repeat this for her. Just give her a few seconds. Okay, lovely. Nice to see you, Linda. So the principles that we've been looking at were these: the intercede by praying both in tongues and with understanding, praying always in the Spirit, of course. Intercede based on the revealed Word of God. So that's something I want us to think about this evening. We're starting off with a passage from the Word of God that we're hoping to pray into. And as you're inspired, and as you pray, let's pray based on the Word of God. So if you have a scripture that you want to read during your prayer, then please, I would encourage you to do so. So that's one principle to think about. Another important one is intercede having faith in the one who answers prayers, and not in our ability to pray. I think that's so important. It's a subtle one, but it's so important that our faith is in him, the one who answers prayers, and not in our own ability to pray. Another principle was intercede by asking God as specifically as possible. Intercede by asking God as specifically as possible. James says we do not have what we are praying for because we do not ask. We do not ask. So ask specifically. And then the last one that we've looked at in recent weeks is when we come into his throne room of grace as a corporate body, let us intercede boldly. So let us, as it says in Hebrews 4:16, let us intercede boldly. Okay. So just a reminder of those principles that we want to put into practice this evening as we come together to pray. So let's just commit this time to the Lord before Betty shares with us the Word of God. So, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for this privilege to gather together. Thank you that you have placed on our hearts, Lord, a burden to pray, a burden to learn to pray. And Father, may we humble ourselves this evening and recognize and agree that we do not yet know how to pray as we ought. And yet, Father, as we come to practice and to put into practice these principles, Father, we trust that you will lead us, that you will guide us, you will hear the cry of our hearts. And Father, we pray, as we've prayed many times, Father, we want to hear from you this evening. Father, it's your will that we want to see done. And so, Father, we're relying upon you to reveal your will to us as we pray, so that we can pray aright. So we admit and agree that we depend entirely upon you. Help us, Lord. Help us to listen. Help us to be sensitive to the leading of your Spirit. Lord, inspire our prayers through your word. Lord, lead us through this time, that your kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven. Because it's yours is the glory, yours is the power, yours is the kingdom, and yours is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Lovely. Okay, so I'm just going to pass over to Betty, who will share with us Isaiah 51, and then she'll maybe share a few thoughts. Thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Benry. Yes, seems a long time ago now, 3 weeks ago, and I had these words given to me during the day. I don't know, they're just for me personally, but I felt that I needed to share them. I'll just read it now, and then I'll go into some thoughts I've had subsequently as well. Isaiah 51, verses 4 to 9. Pay attention to me, my people, and listen to me. Listen to me, my nation, for instruction will come from me, and my justice for the light to the nations. I will bring it about quickly. My righteousness is near. My salvation appears, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The coasts and the islands will put their hope in me, and they will look to my strength. Look up to the heavens and look down at the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants will die like gnats. But my salvation will last forever, and my righteousness will never be shattered. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my instruction. Do not fear disgrace by men, and do not be shattered by their taunts. For moths will devour them like a garment, and worms will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever, and my salvation for all generations. It goes on wake up, wake up, arm of the Lord, close yourself with strength. Wake up as in the days past, as in generations long ago. And then it goes on talking about what the Lord has done for Israel through the ages. And it's an exhortation to remember who the Lord is and what he is. And it was strange, actually, because I started sharing this at the beginning of the evening, if you remember, and then it was suddenly I felt the Lord tell me to stop, and my Kindle just went black, so there's no way I could go on because I couldn't remember it. And then Lynn had prayed, and David had prayed about us playing our part, and I feel very much that Lord, he's been saying to me for some little time, and particularly so over the last few weeks, and he's given me some more verses since then, that we've been far too comfortable. We as his body are not doing the things he wants us to do. We saw that that video last week of the saints that just heard from the Lord and obeyed his word, and when he did, which then they didn't see any fruits. but they still carried on doing it. And I think we've got a bit fluffy. It might just be for me, I don't know, but as I'm sharing it with you, I don't know, it might resonate with the rest of the, that we've almost, we've got our little groups, we've got our teaching systems, we've, a lot of us know the word to some extent, but I think the Lord is saying, you know what I've done, you know who I am, you know my word is there, listen to it, hear my voice, obey what I tell you, don't try and reason it out. Just be obedient to me. And strangely enough, my reading this morning, I'm reading through the Bible, but I don't read it every morning, but I follow a pattern, and I've got up to Jeremiah. And this morning I was on Jeremiah 33. And this is what the Lord says, he who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord his name, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and incomprehensible things you do not know. And I think sometimes we just try, if we hear from the Lord, we just try to work it out for ourselves what it is that he's trying to tell us, rather than trusting him and just stepping out and not fearing whether we stumble or not. I don't know if that resonates with you, but that's what I'm getting at the moment, is just listen to me, read my word, and just do what I tell you when I tell you. And I have provided all you need. I will provide all you need. And don't try and get so prepared, because you don't know what it is I want you to do.
Thank you.
I don't know if that makes sense to anybody else.
Well, it does to me. So thank you, Belly. It's interesting you quoted there Jeremiah 33, verse 3, I think. Call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. The Lord gave me that verse at the beginning of June, very specifically. So I am very interested to hear that the Lord spoke to you through that today.
Sorry, Barry, can I just ask, Betty, what version of the Bible are you reading from?
That is the Christian Standard Bible. That's where that's where my Bible readings for each day comes from. And that was what I was reading in the morning, but I have looked at other translations.
Mm. Yeah, because I've been pondering that all day in the New King James, and it's very different. So you'll read, that's from the
Christian Standard Bible.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Betty. So yes, that's the first thing I'd say. The second thing I would say is also, I think I would completely agree with you. I think maybe it's just me and you, Betty, but I think I've got a bit fluffy and a bit comfortable. The words from verse 7 of chapter 51 were really stuck with me. Which was, listen to me, you who know righteousness, a people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of man, neither be dismayed at their revilings. And I have sensed since the beginning of the year, as we've sensed this call to prayer, one of the purposes of that is to prepare us for what's coming. Because if we're going to come through the persecution, we're going to have to be people of prayer. That to me seems something that's fundamental. We need to be depending entirely upon the Lord. And this to me speaks of something of what's coming. Reproach of man, the revilings of man. And yes, we'll find them today, but I think it's going to get a lot worse. And we need to be people of prayer and people who are ready. You know, as God starts to shake this nation more and more, it's that which is unshakable which will remain. And so we seek him, as we become more and more people of prayer and faith in him, that foundation will enable us to stand whenever things are incredibly tough. And we did look at some of the believers in Iran last time, and that, you know, they're obviously today and in the recent past a place of great persecution, a place of where it's costly, it's dangerous, it's life-threatening to follow Jesus. And so they can't afford to be fluffy and comfortable. So I feel as the Lord is saying something through this for us perhaps tonight. But I would perhaps just want to hear from maybe one or two more to see what they think before we begin to pray. I'd like to hear from you, particularly if you think what me and Betty have said is something you think the Lord is saying. But also, perhaps if you feel that it's completely not that's the case, then please feel free to speak up to me. So Malcolm first, and then maybe perhaps one more.
Yeah, just thinking in terms of the persecution that is coming on the church. We've all heard about what happened to Nigel Farage, and you can't miss it. It's all over the news. But I was reading in the Telegraph today, and it was a Christian minister, you know, a clergyman, if you like, and he had written to his bank to complain about the way in which they were supporting the Pride movement, and he lost his account.
Mm.
So, you know, that's persecution of a Christian.
Mm. Yep. Okay, Elizabeth and then David.
Yeah, just very quickly, he actually, this particular reverend, he just completed a survey that the bank sent him. So it wasn't something he even initiated. But anyway, I've been feeling for several years, really, this growing sense of needing to be ready. And I've been more out on the streets with people, you know, evangelizing. And seeing the reactions for people, the mocking, and the general disinterest of people. But also people that are, a few people really do engage and want to know, but they're usually quite in desperate situations.
Mm.
And I've also met somebody who wanted to get to know me more because I said I hadn't taken any of these vaccines and my views on the Ukraine war, etc. But when I met him and then started to talk about my faith, he just got really, really angry and actually walked out, which I hadn't had before. And I just felt it was a preparation for what's coming, that not to be condemned, but, you know, people have, you know, strong emotions. And he's trying different churches and things, but he couldn't believe in the Old Testament. And he didn't like the fact that I believed it. Anyway, I sort of sense that I want to do more, and I feel that I'm not quite ready to go on the streets fully or whatever, but I feel like I just want to soak myself in God's word, and the knowledge of his love is absolutely key, you know, so that I'm so secure in him, you know.
Amen. Mm. Thanks, Elizabeth. David?
Yeah, verse 7 also spoke to me, Barry. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law or Torah. Fear not the reproach of man, nor be dismayed at their revilings. That word seems probably a lot more important than Isaiah could have realized it was, because he's speaking right down through the centuries to the New Covenant people. We're the first or the first, shall we say, species of God's people in all history who can say that his law is written on our hearts. That's the new covenant promise through Jeremiah. I will write my law upon their hearts. And so this word, I think, obviously Isaiah couldn't have realized just how far down the road he was seeing or speaking, but this word is specifically to the New Covenant people. It's specifically to us. So it's a word for us in our time with all that that implies. And I think the other thing I would want to say is that we need to ask God for great wisdom as to what our message actually is. I had this sad experience many years ago when a bunch of us were due to be a delegation to the Lausanne Congress in Manila. And we were sat around a table. It was a multi-denominational group, mostly evangelicals. And somebody said, well, if we are thinking about taking the message to the world, what is the message? There were 14 people in the room and there were 15 versions of the message. And honestly, it was one of the saddest moments of my life. And I think the apostolic writings leave us in no doubt as to what the message was, because the apostles were completely preoccupied with Jesus. They preached Jesus because in him they were preaching about the power of his blood. They were preaching about sin and the only way to be relieved of that burden. They were preaching about his resurrection, because without that, there's no hope. And they were saying to us things like, you want to be the kind of people that people come to and say, give us a reason for the hope that is in you. And people are never likely to ask us about our hope if it's not visible, if they can't see it. And I've personally been praying lately, and it might be my fault if a whole bunch of disasters overtake us all, because I've been asking that the Lord would just bring whatever circumstances there need to be into our lives to show us that we can respond in light of the hope that we have, so that other people who are suffering under those same pressures and those same fearful events will actually turn around and say, where are you getting this hope from? How can you smile at a time like this? You know? And so I really feel we've got to ask God for wisdom to be clear about the message, because there are so many temptations these days to be a people who are only known for what we're against. There's lots of things to be against, but the apostles had the same potential to rail against the things that were wrong in their day. And they didn't rail against those things. They just preached Christ crucified. That was their primary message, and all that surrounded that about his resurrection, his ascension, his reigning in power, and his returning again. I mean, all of that, we just need to be, we have a Christ-saturated message, or it's not the message of the church. I'm sorry if that sounds a bit dogmatic, but that's how I feel tonight.
Great. Thank you, David. And so we'll just do one more with, let's just listen to Caroline, and then we'll get to prayer.
Thank you. Yes, I completely agree with you. Just going back to what you said before, Barry, about not fearing the reproach of man, neither be dismayed at their revilings. Sorry, I'm in trouble with my eyes. I've got it underlined in my Bible that was already there, that's saying, you know, this will happen. But I've got a cross reference in mine as well, which I was looking at this morning, to Psalm 37. Which I think is really helpful to read with these verses in Isaiah. So the first few verses of Psalm 37, because it says, do not fret because of evildoers. And that's a command from God. It's not just a suggestion. God is telling us, isn't he? Do not fret because of this and this. You know, it is going to happen. And I think it's quite important somehow to take that on board, that it is going to happen. It's not a sort of maybe it will and hope it won't and all the rest of it. It's going to happen, but he's telling us, do not fret because of evildoers, and be not envious towards wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. That's what we have to do, isn't it? Dwell in the land, cultivate faithfulness, delight yourself in the Lord. It's telling us how to do, how to cope with it, I think.
Yes.
Anyway, that's all.
Yes.
Thank you, Caroline. And I just noticed verse 31 of Psalm 37 says the law of God, sorry, the law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. So that also relates to verse 7 of 51. Okay. So I think we'll just pause there, and I want us now to start to pray together into some of the things that we've just been discussing. So from my point of view, we need to pray that as the days get darker, that we will be able to stand. But as David has rightly said, we need to pray that we have wisdom to know what our message really is. Because as the days grow darker, we have the opportunity to shine brighter. And as we shine brighter, people come and ask us, why do we have this hope? What is the reason for our hope? That we have the message to share. So,
can I just suggest, Buddy?
Yes.
If it was to try and simplify our goal, it's that we live as glad citizens of heaven and not grumbling citizens of earth.
Amen. Amen. That's great. Okay.
Can I just add something, Barry? One of the things that came across to me is not to concentrate so much on the earth and what's going on, but to concentrate on the Lord. Turn our eyes to him.
Amen.
Because there is a tendency of saying all these awful things that are going on, and they're dreadful and all the rest of it, and you get on this spiral then, and that kills our hope. But we know that these things are happening. We know that the Lord has the answer and he is going to deal with it. And he wants us to join with him in the battle. And he's equipping us. Amen. And we need, and with the wisdom that we need, to know what it is he wants each one of us in particular to do, because it might be different for each one of us.
Yes. Thank you, Billy. Well, as verse 8 says, but my righteousness shall be forever. You know, it's eternity that we're looking to, the new heavens, the new earth. And whatever we go through down here will be worth it for what lies ahead. So we keep our eyes focused on the goal, on the prize, on the eternal future. Oh, Father, thank you. Let's just pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for the future that is secure, that is sure. Thank you that one day, there will be no more crying, no more suffering, no more death, no more sorrow. Father, that future is sure, it is certain, because Christ has done it. It is finished. And Father, we look forward to that future. Lord, may we be people of hope, people of faith, people of certainty about the future and the victory, the complete victory that our returning King will bring on his return. Oh, Father, thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you that he is coming back. Thank you that he is coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Father, we thank you that Messiah said, according to Isaiah, Messiah's attitude is that the sovereign Lord had given him an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. And we bless you that our Messiah is not like the self-reliant kings of the earth, but an instructed monarch, an instructed shepherd, an instructed savior, who has opened his ears and his heart to learn. And that Jesus, when he was here, even though he was God, learned obedience through what he suffered. And we bless and praise you that we are being led by one who himself was under authority. So, Father, in Jesus' name, help us to come under the authority of your word. Help us to take our lead from your word in all things. And when your word tells us not to fret, help us to take your word on our lips and fight despondency and expose it for the unbelief that it really is. Lord, help us to fight that despondency and keep our hope secure and bright as we listen to you, as we attune our ears to your word. Lord, the enemy is always trying to fill us with fear and hopelessness, trying to make us live by scripts that we've written ourselves, when in fact we've got a script that you wrote, Father, and it's full of hope for us.
Amen.
Take your hope upon our lips again and again. Help us to preach your word to ourselves day in and day out, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord, I want to thank you so much for your word. It's just full of your character, of who you are, Lord. And the more we look into it and read it and know it, Lord, we can become more like you and draw from those amazing promises, Lord. It just seems to get better and better, Lord. And Lord, I just want to thank you and help us by your Holy Spirit, Lord, to just pick out those words that we need, the word in season, Lord, for every day of our lives, Lord, every season, Lord, just to have your word to give us that hope and confirmation, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've given us your word and your Holy Spirit to send us on our way and keep us on that straight path, Lord. And Lord, just thank you, Lord. Give us discernment, Lord. If we're tempted to go off the path at any time, Lord, would you just give us that discernment to know, just to keep on despite the hardship, despite everything around us, Lord, just to know that we need to keep on that road. Thank you, Lord.
Thinking just now about what Elizabeth said about the word of God being so full of hope and so encouraging. And I was really blessed lately when when I stumbled across a quote from C.S. Lewis's Narnia Chronicles. It was from Prince Caspian. There's a beautiful little moment where Lucy, the youngest of the children, sees Aslan, the lion, who is the type of Christ in these stories. She sees him for the first time in years. And she says, "Aslan, you're bigger." He says, "That is because you are older, little one." "Not because you are," said Lucy. "I am not. But every year you grow, you will find me bigger." And I think that's what the Lord wants to happen when we dig into our Bibles, that every time we turn its pages, the Lord gets bigger for us. I certainly know that now in my 70s, the Lord's a lot bigger for me now than he was 5 years ago. Mm. Praise his name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for that picture. Just thinking, as you get bigger, we get smaller. Oh, Father, we just want our lives to be filled with you.
Mm.
We just, Lord, just hope for that confidence to know that we are in your will, because we've come to you, we've asked for you to guide us. And out of the seemingly silly little conversations we have, that they can grow. Lord, I think sometimes we try to use special words or special ways of things, but Lord, help us to meet people where they are, as you did when you're on this earth. You met them in their circumstances and you asked them questions and showed interest in them and led them gently, Lord. And I think sometimes we make the mistake of thinking, well, I really have to spread the word, I have to spread the gospel. But it's in who we are and how we relate to people, Lord.
Yes.
Help us to reduce ourselves and increase you, Lord. In us. But I didn't set out one day last week to evangelize at all. I didn't go out to preach at all, but talking about where we came from, where we were born, and I just heard myself saying, but that's not the important thing, it's where we're going, isn't it? And I hadn't really thought it through, but it obviously struck a chord in one of the people there, Lord. So help us to trust you more, to give us the words in whatever situation we are. I think what you've been showing is that, you know, sometimes we think we have a formula or we have a way of doing it, or we have to go out on special crusades or marches or whatever. But in our ordinary everyday lives, Lord, may you be bigger so that we can get smaller.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I had this scripture recently from Psalm 24. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. And Lord, I just pray for a purity of heart, Lord.
Mm.
May my heart be more pure. May I continue to get rid of anything, Lord, that contaminates my heart. And Lord, I just pray for each one of us, Lord, for that purity of heart and like a greater focus on you, and yeah, that comes from that purity, Lord, because it sharpens us, Lord, and I don't know, Lord, I just know, I just feel that I want that. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father, I'm thinking of the revelation that you gave Peter. And Lord, how with that revelation, and Lord, you, your church, Lord, is not going to be stopped breaking through those gates of hell. Lord, that we are going to be able to be part of your purposes, Lord, in this land.
Yes.
Through prayer, through answered prayer.
Yes.
That we ask for that revelation and that those words at the times that we need them. And Lord, we thank you for the victories we've had in this already.
Mm.
We thank you for the power of prayer.
Mm.
And Lord, I'm reminded at the beginning of that passage in Isaiah that it's that we look to the rock which we were hewn. Mm. And the pit from which we were digged.
Mm.
And Lord, we think about upon this rock, Lord, you will build your church. And we think about the rock of encouragement, Lord, that we are in you and with you. Lord, thank you, Lord. I echo that prayer of Elizabeth. Lord, that we would be pure in heart to see you. Lord, that we would see you because our hearts are ripe.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we agree, and help us also look to Abraham, our father. We just want to praise and bless you, Lord, that you are the life giver. You are the one who speaks to nothing and makes it something. You're the one who could say to Abraham and Sarah in their extreme old age that they were going to have a baby and make it happen. And we thank you that Abraham is the father of our faith and that his circumcised heart is what we need to share, Father. We know that you're not impressed by those who merely share his surgery, but those who share the circumcision of his heart, Lord. That's what constitutes a true Jew in your eyes. We ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that we would be true Jews joined to our elder brother, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah of Israel. Lord, that you would be glorified in us as we reveal ourselves to be the members of his body here on earth and draw constant attention to him who is our head. Because Abraham was only one when you called him in order that you might bless and multiply him. And you've done exactly what you said you would do. You're part of that multiplication, and we bless you for that in Jesus' name. So we refuse despondency and despair and all the lies of the devil, because you who have promised are faithful and you will do it. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Forgive me if I share something which will lead me into prayer. But 6 days a week, I go up to Sainsbury, up the hill. It's about a mile and a half each way. And I see a lot of people over a period. And I always give them a smile and doff my hat to them and say, good morning. And this usually elicits a big smile from them. But on Saturday morning, something happened which hadn't happened before. One lady stopped me. She said, why are you always so happy? And I shot a prayer to the Lord. Oh, Lord, what do I say? What do I say? And I said, well, I've got someone in here. His name is Jesus. And that was the end of the conversation because we were going in opposite directions. But I pray, Father God, that I'm sure I'm not the only one who has similar circumstances, not on a daily basis, Father, but it happens. And I ask you, Father God, for myself and for those other people in similar circumstances, that you give us your wisdom, Father, to know how to speak to these people. It's only very briefly, usually, Lord, but give us the words, the right words, Lord, your words, when we speak with people along the road. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you that even as Malcolm was talking, I remember that you said that if we're dragged into courts to give testimony about our faith in Jesus, we're not to worry about what we will say, because words will be given us in that hour, and it will not be us speaking, but the Spirit of our Father speaking through us. And we have the authority of the Son of God to believe that. So, Father, if that's the case, that we would be given your very words to speak under persecution and pressure, how much more can we expect your words to pour from us when we're fishing for men and women to bring them into your kingdom? So we bless you, Lord, that there is no saying how much can happen from just that brief interchange between Malcolm and that lady. And we just bless you and thank you that your arm is not shortened, that it can't save. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. God, help us to know that you have gone before us. You know what place that lady's in and what she needs.
Yes.
And perhaps Malcolm isn't the first person or the last person, but it'll build, because it's your work, Lord.
Yes.
I think this is what you're saying, is to keep our eyes on you. Whatever we see in the world, you see behind it as well, and you know the cause of it. So, Lord, help us to just go out equipped, but not be self-conscious, Lord. And then we will have a freedom in our spirits, because I know you have gone before us, and you know who it is we're going to speak to each time, and you know exactly where they are.
Yes.
Father, increase our faith, I pray.
Amen.
You were showing me with Gideon and the 300 men, and it was the ones that were lapping from their hands and they were watching round. You want us to be aware of what's going on, but you don't want us to drown in it, Lord. So help us, Father, to be light, because we have confidence in you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, I ask you for myself and for others that you preload us with words to answer people. That, Father, I shouldn't have to shoot a prayer to you to say, what shall I say, Lord? That, Father, you already equip us. That, Father, you help us to know your word, to be able to share it in an instant, in that sort of situation, which is only seconds long. Please help me, Father, and others. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Father, and your word tells us that the Lord will provide. And Father, in those moments, in those times, Lord, brief moments perhaps, Lord, where we have an opportunity, Lord, in those moments, Lord, may we not be relying upon ourselves, our own words, our own thoughts. But in those moments, may our trust be in you to provide the words. May we be so thrilled with you that there's no fear that we are going to say the wrong thing, but simply trusting in you, that you will simply open or fill our mouths as we open to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Oh, Father, you are a marvelous, faithful, providing God. And Father, may we have full confidence in you and not in our own ability to speak. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for these opportunities. Thank you for the opportunities we will have this evening or even tomorrow, Lord, to speak of you. And Lord, when we do, may our confidence be in you and not in ourselves.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Give us eyes to see and grace to seize every opportunity for you, Lord. And Lord, I pray that our default mode would be one of being able to give from you through us, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to thank you that you've given us the great privilege of being ministers of reconciliation.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you that we can partner with you. You know, we're in partnership with you. And it's you and us together. And you do your bit and we do our bit, Lord. And just to have that union with you and the joy of spreading your kingdom, Lord. And Lord, help us just to grow in this joy, and give us encouragement the next few weeks, Lord, to see that kingdom grow. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that it isn't our ability that you want, it's our availability.
Yes.
And if we are available to be used by you in whatever situations we meet each day, that you will give us the right words for that person at that time.
Yes.
At another time, in another place, it will be different words, but you can give us just the right thing because you know that person's heart. You just use us as a vessel to speak through. Father God, help us not to try relying on our own understanding and knowledge of the person and the situation, if we have any.
Yes.
To get worried because we don't know whether we're going to say the right thing. Father God, help us just to be available.
Yeah.
To be used by you, and to just get out of our minds that our ability has anything to do with it, because it doesn't.
Yes. Thank you. Father,
thank you for the times that we can think of where something has been said by us that was unexpected, like Betty explained earlier, and it was just spot on from you. And we don't know where it's going, but we know it's your word for that person at that time.
That's right.
You to fulfill your word. You don't promise you'll fulfill our words when we try to sort things out, but Lord, help us to just put ourselves out of the way and let you do what you wish through us with whoever. We just praise and thank you that you are able, you are willing, you are powerful.
Yes.
And your grace just meets every situation rather than us putting 2 feet in our mouth and causing offence. Oh, thank you that you are so wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that. Sorry, Betty, carry on.
I was just thanking the Lord that all he wants from us is our willingness to listen and to go and to do. We are special because because you, Lord, have made us special. But it's only because of you, and you just want us to be available to you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Yes, Lord, we praise you for that never failing grace of yours. It's just like an endless torrent. I remember, Father, how you described it to me one time. It was like looking at the millions of gallons of water that pour over Niagara every second, and then multiplying it beyond imagination. And that's your grace, Lord.
Jesus.
When they were in the wilderness, you provided manna every day.
Yes.
They were not allowed to hoard it. They weren't to live on past goodness from you.
Yes.
They were to live on in confidence on fresh goodness from you every single day.
Mm.
We bless and thank you, Lord, that your grace flows towards us in that endless torrent of kindness and support and refreshment for us, Father. We bless you that we can count on your grace to be there for everything. Your grace even enables us to work. It gives us power. Paul was able to say that he had worked harder than anyone, and yet he said, it was not me, it was the grace of God that was with me. Your grace was his power to do what he did, and our mouths are open at what he did, Father. We just bless you, what you accomplished by your grace in Paul. So we take encouragement from that, Lord. Let your never failing grace just continue to just flow endlessly to us and through us, and bless your holy name.
Amen. Amen.
Advice in this psalm not to fret. Lord, be not envious, do not fret, be not envious. Then do not fret, it leads only to evil doing. Father, please help us. Lord, forgive us, Lord, when we do fear and when we fret and worry. And help us, Father, please, to listen to you, Lord, to be obedient to what you're saying to us, Lord, to be still and know that you are God. Lord, that your word is true, Lord, and that you give us everything we need to get through. Lord, if we look to you, Father, help us please to trust you, Lord, to do good, Lord, to dwell, to abide in you, feed on your faithfulness and delight ourselves in you. Lord, to commit our ways to you and trust you, Lord, because you will do it. You are able, Lord. You are the only one who is able. So, Father, help us, please, Lord. Please do a work in us, in our hearts, Lord, so that we might walk closer to you, Lord, and do your will, be obedient to what you say. Help us, Lord. He said in the other psalm, Lord, pay attention to me. And in the beginning of that chapter, listen to me. Father, help us, please, to listen to you and to pay attention and to heed what you say. Please help us, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray you'd help us to beware of the spiritual battle that we're in. Lord, just give us eyes to see more the spiritual realm and how to pray. And, you know, to pray, you know, in the spirit, to pray in tongues, and just to be aware, Lord, of the spiritual battle. And, you know, to have the armor. Just to have more of that reality of that spiritual realm in our hearts and minds. Amen.
Good.
before.
Do pray for the operation of your spiritual gifts within your body, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, help us. Yes, Lord, this is really speaking to me. I just want to get behind these prayers of Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for the spiritual nature of the battle and the spiritual weapons that you've provided and the spiritual armor that we can wear. We thank you that Jesus himself and all his finished work, he is our armor from top to toe. We bless you that Jesus has accomplished everything necessary for our protection and for our onslaught against the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
Yes.
And Father, we recognize the wiles of the devil, because the social media just now, in fact, all the media are trying to make this a battle between flesh and blood.
Yes.
Endless accusation, endless wicked things being said about people and about organizations. And it's just almost a it's just almost a festival of accusation these days. So we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, will you please just enable us to turn away from all of that and direct our prayers. If we've to pray against anything or anyone, then let our prayers be directed against the powers of darkness and work that they are doing in our society right now.
Yes,
we asked for your help too, Lord, because we don't know how much you're actually allowing these days, and we don't want to be found praying against your purposes. Your word says the evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived, and your word isn't going to be proved wrong about that. So we're expecting an increase of evil. We're expecting these horrible things to be happening in our day. And yet, Lord, somehow in the midst of it all, we must be absolutely clear that we're not called to fight people. Yes, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my followers would be fighting. But he told them to put away their swords. He healed the high priest's servant's ear, and he went to face the cross. And yet he had 12 legions of angels at his disposal, and he said no to all of that. So help us, Lord, in Jesus' name, to fight with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and the left.
Amen.
To fight evil with good, to fight unkindness with kindness, to fight in every way that Jesus would fight, and not to be satisfied with any kind of fighting that just keeps the world. Help us not to do that, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's part of that battle, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we would, Lord, know our sins are forgiven as we forgive those who sin against us. Pray for a really strong understanding of the forgiveness of sins within us.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Father, let us not be despondent about the sin that we find within ourselves. Let us only be despondent if we don't find sin within ourselves. We don't want to go through this life blind in any sense. Lord, if we've got blind spots, and all of us have, then give us a friend who loves us enough to show us that blind spot.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. Help us not to be ignorant of the little fortresses that the enemy tries to build within us. And we just bless you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you have said, let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. So we bless you, Lord, that if the darkness seems to be suffocating, and if sometimes the awareness of our own sin seems almost to choke the hope out of us, and we feel we're never getting anywhere, Lord, help us at those moments of extreme darkness to realize that we can trust you and rely on you. You are a God who is for us against our sin. You are not under any circumstances against us for our sin. You are always for us against our sin. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Father, I sense there are some here who perhaps are or feel condemned for sins past. And Father, we are standing on the word of God.
Yes.
Lord, our own reasoning would suggest that, yes, our sins could never be forgiven. But Father, your word stands in contrary to that. Your word that is forever settled in the heavens. Your word where we find our reasoning lies contrary to your word. Let God be true and every man liar.
Amen.
So, Father, we stand on your word. We stand and we recognize and we understand that Jesus Christ has paid it all, paid in full. Yeah. And Father, as we choose to believe that word, Lord, we will find forgiveness. We will find freedom from guilt, freedom from shame, because Christ has paid it in full. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank you for your word, that no man or no demon or no thing can contradict or overrule. Your word is the final word in this universe, and it will remain the final word forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Your word says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Mm. And Lord, I just pray for openness. There be an openness in our hearts, Lord, to allow you to search us, and for us to allow ourselves to be searched.
Yes.
But I also pray for that openness, Lord, that we would allow you to wake us up. You know, and it sort of goes alongside with it, really. But we know we want to be fully awake in these days. And so help us, Lord, help us to do that. Amen.
Amen.
I think, Elizabeth, you were praying the last two verses of Psalm 139. As I come to that every day, or nearly every day. And Father, I just acknowledge that you know every tiny little detail about every one of us. Not one detail is hidden from you.
Yes.
You know things which are hidden so deep in our memories that we cannot access them. They're too deep, too far. And Father, I ask you, please, to help us to know ourselves as you know us. No false images, Lord, but we know the truth about ourselves. And I ask you, Father God, in terms of those things hidden so deep in our memories that we cannot access them, that in your mercy, you bring them to the consciousness of each one of us, that we might each confess the sins buried so deep there that we cannot recall them, and that, Father, we might repent from them, and that, Father, we might each one of us stand before you, pure, washed in the blood of your Son, Yeshua. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
Power in the blood, wonder working power in the blood. And Lord, we pray that it would be you that convinces us, not ourselves. And Lord, we pray, I pray, looking at St. Peter under pressure, he had made a way in his heart to get out of his difficult situation when he was tempted and the cock crowed. And Lord God, we know, Lord, that when we're under pressure, our fear might get the better of us. So, Lord God, we do pray for that strong work. But, Lord, most of all, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you are able. Thank you, Lord, for you are able. Amen.
Yes. Lord. Lord, you prayed for Simon that his faith might not fail.
Mm-hmm.
And you kept him. You didn't prevent him from falling flat on his face. In fact, you used that very failure that you knew would happen to bring him to a place where he saw your grace in a way he would never have seen it if he hadn't done the worst thing he had ever thought was mm-hmm. possible. And so we bless you, Lord. We know that when you walked out into that courtyard and looked at Peter, mm-hmm. that he saw everything in your eyes except condemnation. Mm-hmm. He saw no judgment. He saw no disappointment. He saw no annoyance or frustration. All he saw was your unconditional love for him. And we praise and bless you, Father, for giving us a Savior who always lives to pray for us, to intercede yeah. for us.
Yes.
Thank you for our Jesus, who is able to keep us from stumbling. We thank you that he's able to and will present us blameless before mm-hmm. your presence, before your glory with great joy. Mm-hmm. We thank you that we can give all the glory to you, our God and Savior, through mm-hmm. our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We praise you, Father. You have done it all, and there is nothing left mm-hmm. for us to do. It's all your work, Lord. Mm-hmm. We will get where you want us to be. We will stand before your glorious throne. We will be cleansed. We will be among those who have washed their robes mm-hmm. in the blood of the Lamb, and we will praise your name forever. We bless you, Father. We thank you for the hope that is in us. Lord, make it spill out of us in the days yes. to come.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. It's amazing that you are interceding for us.
Mm. Yes.
All the time. That you are a great high priest and you are praying for us all the while. Why should we fear, Lord? When we are weak, we are strong. Because the weaker we are, the stronger you are in us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's so hard to grasp.
Mm.
But we know it's true. That the power of your Holy Spirit, that you, we know that we know that we know that you are there for us, cheering us on, giving us everything we need. Oh, Lord, thank you.
seems so inadequate. Thank you.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of Jesus. Do not be afraid for what is coming tomorrow, but concentrate on today. Father, may we see your hand at work in our lives. May we see your provision. May we rejoice in it. May we be steadfast in it. May we glory in it and be thankful and grateful to you. But Father, you do wondrous things, and we are your workmanship. Father, we thank you that you are not going to let go of us. And we bless you because as we see your hand at work in our lives, we can respond in love to you. And as has already been prayed, that Father, we would respond to your love. And in that response, we would surrender to you in obedience, as you call us to do certain things, that we would not be afraid of the future, but we would concentrate on what you're calling us to do now. And as we do so, Father, we ask that you would build us up more and more in our faith, in our understanding, and that we would magnify you, because we see that you do exceedingly abundantly, more than we could ever ask or think. And that as the days grow darker, that we would remember. We'd remember all that you have done. Yes, Jesus on the cross. Yes, who Jesus is, seated in glory and splendor and majesty, ever interceding for us. But also, Father, how you work in our lives and how you are trustworthy. Father, may we be a people who are prepared and willing to take up our cross and follow you. That, Lord, we may surrender to you our will, so that it is not I want or I think or I feel, but what it is that you have said to us. Mm. Father, we thank you that your word is steadfast and true.
Mm.
And when we don't believe that, we ask that you will help us to deal with our unbelief.
Yes.
And that you would so write your laws in our hearts as you say you will, that we will be steadfast in all that you call us to do and all that you say, because we have such a trust in you, such a hope, and that we will know that you are faithful in a myriad of ways. And whatever we come up against, whether it be physical persecution, emotional, whether it be financial, whether we lose our homes or whatever it happens to be, that you truly are Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Amen.
And that you will enable us to stand, as has already been prayed, because you are faithful, you are true, you are good. And we bless you, Lord, that you want so much more for us than we could ever imagine for ourselves. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us in the land of the living. May we see it more and more, and may we rejoice in it, and be grateful and thankful to you. And may we love you more as a consequence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay.
Just can't get out of my mind, David, when you shared the look that the Lord had for Peter. Because I really want that kind of love that doesn't judge. I just really want it, Lord. I just really pray for that love, your love, Lord, that doesn't judge, that just loves unconditionally. Amen.
I was given a word by the Lord through the week, because I don't want to make light of this, but there is a sense in which I could be the patron saint of moaning minis. You know, there are so many ways in which I find myself constantly complaining, getting angry at headlines, angry at stupid things that are happening in government just now, and all sorts of crazy stuff that's going on. And yet I find what the Lord said to me through the week just stopped me in my tracks. He said, I want you to look at Calvary and then continue to complain. I want you to look at that person and then see them behind the cross. See them through the cross and start praying for that person with the cross in mind. And that shook me to my foundations, because I realized the extent to which we do lack the grace of God when we see what's happening in our day. We love our country and we hate what's happening to it. But the reality is, and this is difficult for us to get a hold of, that however much we love Britain, this is not our country. And we are citizens of another country. So we have to love this country with our eyes wide open and with our hearts open, and almost use the Calvary as a lens through which to see everything and everyone that's happening. And I don't know if that's any help, Elizabeth, but it certainly spoke to me, and it's making me think a lot differently about how I react to the news these days.
Yeah, thank you. I know that love is just so key, isn't it?
Yes. The beautiful thing to have an ache in our heart for something that God wants to give us. That's a prayer that's going to be answered.
There's
no way it won't be answered. And you won't know it's been answered until the moment. Father, we want to bless you that your treasure house is absolutely overflowing with everything that we could possibly need for every moment of challenge. When the flesh rises up in us and tries to obliterate the way of the Spirit, we praise you, Father, that the Spirit you have caused to dwell in us is jealous for your holiness and your likeness in us. And so we thank you that we have the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is working within us and fighting with us against all that needs to die. So, Father, help us now in Jesus' name, that we may be able to say, that we might be able to say to each other as Paul was able to say, that we might be able to say to our own reflection in the mirror, I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Lord, I don't know what else you're doing through these Monday night meetings, but there's a strong sense, as someone said at the beginning, that you are preparing us for what's coming. And if this meeting is about us getting prepared, getting ready, then Lord, please just do what has to be done in us.
Yes.
So we do thank you, Lord, for all this preparation, for all the insight that's flowing into us, for the light from heaven that's pouring into dark corners of our lives. Thank you for that, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I just read again those two verses from Psalm 37. It's verse 4 and 5. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Well, I think time, I'm in two minds. I'd love this to keep going, but I appreciate that some of you need need to move on. So let me just close with Revelation 21. Verse 2 says, "And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Barry.
Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, folks, for all of your insights and for all your prayers. And Lord willing, we'll be back again. Same time, same place next week.
Thank you, Barry.
Shalom.
Good night.